Unit 10, Reading 2, page 194.
More than a game. In 2005, a new virus caused a frightening pandemic, with hundreds of thousands of deaths around the world. Travelers and pets spread this deadly virus in only a few hours, and it seemed unstoppable. Fortunately, the pandemic took place in a virtual world, and those who died were avatars, not real people. The pandemic? A blood virus. The place? World of Warcraft, an online computer game with over 6.5 million players at the time of the outbreak. World of Warcraft is one of the most popular online games in the world. Players move their characters, known as avatars, around the game's imaginary world. The avatars explore new places, fight scary monsters, search for wealth, and interact with other players. In 2005, the game's maker, Blizzard Entertainment Incorporated, created a very powerful virus and put it in a few of the game's areas as a challenge for the most advanced players. The company tried to keep the virus in only certain areas, but just as would happen in real life, the virus escaped. Disaster followed. Nina Pfefferman and Eric Lofgren are scientists who studied the game virus. They reported that the game virus was very much like a real disease. Within hours of its release, World of Warcraft was in a state of confusion. The disease had quickly spread to the game's most populated cities. In the real world, people can travel great distances quickly and easily by air. The avatars in World of Warcraft could do the same. Since the virus was extremely strong, it rapidly spread to all areas of the virtual world. Sick and infected avatars did not quarantine themselves, so they infected others everywhere they went. The virus also spread to the avatars' pets. Soon, dead avatars were everywhere in World of Warcraft. Blizzard Entertainment tried to stop the virus and told players to stay offline and not play the game until the pandemic was over. But players were very curious, so they went into infected areas to see the damage. When they did this, they became infected and died. Because players ignored the quarantine, the virus spread extremely fast. Finally, Blizzard had to reset the entire game and bring the dead avatars back to life. Pfefferman and Lofgren believe that it is important to study how people react in a simulation of a pandemic. Scientific knowledge about viruses and developing vaccines is very important for preventing disease. Experts say that knowing how to slow the spread of a pandemic is also essential for global health. Online simulations of pandemics allow scientists to study how people behave and make decisions, and how their behavior affects the spread of a deadly virus. Pfefferman and Lofgren are working with Blizzard to use viruses in other games so that researchers can learn more about human behavior in a pandemic. Understanding how humans might react to a health emergency will help experts control the spread of a virus.